Hello, listeners. I'm Jacob Mann, and that's Dan Montgomery. And this is the Stuff and Things podcast. How are you, Dan?
I'm good, Jacob. How are you?
Doing pretty okay. Today, we'll be talking about the books that we've read over this previous quarter.
Oh, yeah, Jacob. I think we will have fun talking about our SSR books today on this podcast episode.
Yeah, I agree. As always, listeners, enjoy.
Let's get started. What book did you read, Jacob?
I read a book called Ashes by Ilsa J. Bick.
What is it about?
This book is about a young girl. This book is about a young girl named Alex. She's 17 and has gone to the Waccamaw Wilderness, which is a fictional place in the book, but it's in Michigan, real life Michigan. She has gone there to give herself time to think because she has a brain tumor the size of a tennis ball in her head and is sick both mentally and physically of the treatment she has been constantly receiving. She has lost both of her parents to a helicopter crash when she was 14 and got the brain tumor a year later, so that sucks. But the tumor has also taken her sense of smell and many of her memories, so it also sucks. After a day or so backpacking up the mountain in the wilderness, she encounters Ellie and her grandfather, Jack. Then everything goes belly up. An EMP goes off, frying all electronic devices and a lot of people, too. Others, like Alex, it affects differently, and others still, like Ellie, it doesn't affect at all.
Who are the characters?
There's Alex, the main character, who has been orphaned and now lives with her Aunt Hannah. Then there's Ellie, the little girl who was camping with her grandfather, Jack. And then there's Tom, the guy who saves them both and keeps him alive throughout the book. What about you, Dan? What'd you read?
I read Salem's Lot by Stephen King, Jacob.
What's the main theme of your book?
The main theme of my book, Salem's Lot, is watching your back and not really having trust in anyone unless they trust you.
What's the book about?
The book is about a girl who meets a boy named Ben. He is writing a horror story in an old rundown house. He needs inspiration for his story, so he went to that house and overlooked Salem's Lot so he could find that inspiration. The girl fancied him in a complex way and is explained throughout the story.
Okay. Well, before we close out today, I'd just like to remind you guys that today's episode is brought to you by Starbucks. Need something to keep you awake while you're reading your own book? Bam! You just got coffee spilled all over you because you're in a Starbucks now. Yeah, seriously, look around. You just got teleported into someone's lap and, you know, real awkward. But, you know, while you're here, you might as well get something, right? Well, that's all for this week. That's all for this week of the Stuff and Things podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Dan?
Agreed.
Well, have a good one. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.